Okay, Ha'adam b'shvuah. Gemara says like this, Tana Rabbanim, Ha'adam b'shvuah prat lo onus. Now, in general, I told you to look Sefer HaMitzvahs. I didn't mean to spend 3 hours there. Just a short thing. But if you take a look, the Rambam Lo Tasei Reish Tzadi Dalid says, He's Ironu me onush ha onus. Al chay she osa. Acha she ha ya onus al ma asehu. Amaro yisalev la nare lo sasa dova. There's a losa say in the Torah, we're giving an onus to a person who's an onus. Nar lo sasadov. Basanhedrin amru, onus rachmona patre. Shinema v'lanar lo sasadov. Now, Reb Chaim said, very simply, Beis Din can't punish me if I did a mitzvah, if I didn't do an aveira. But the pasuk "Nachi v'tzadik al tarok," okay. So apparently, Rambam says it isn't a very. But it's an avera. Not only is there, Beis Din is not allowed to give an onish for the avera. The Ramban doesn't like this, but we have to be very careful with what the Ramban says. Nimno melodun ha onus al chet sheyatz acha shehu onus al pulosa. Okay. Biarnu anachnu. We'll see what he says in the Shvashim. Shezeh halav einu maniyah avu hu shlila. What does a shlila mean? A shlila means sometimes the word lo can tell you you're not allowed to do it. Sometimes the word lo can tell you there's a fact. Ramban says, Manar lo sasa dover says, he's not chayiv. So what is it? It is no aveira or there is no chiyuv? He says, Lifto hanaro anuso. Ma'amaram onus rachmona patre, who potter. The Ramban doesn't necessarily disagree with the Rambam that it's a ma'isa avera. Just says the Torah says there is no onish. So if Beis Din will give an onish to someone who's not chayiv an onish, if they'll kill someone who's not chayiv misa, so it's ritzicha. They give malchus to someone who's not Chayav Malkus is an Isil Ososiv Lahakosa. Lo Azhar. So let's see what he says in Shorash Chesh Omer Kuf Memchas, where he says you have to be very careful. Rambam says a number of things. V'in Ashilush Hazeh Tzorch Dikdu Godol. Well, he's very careful. Roy lefidvar of shenama below yumso avo sabonim. How do we know a karev cannot be made? Ram has a love sasel yumso avo sabonim. He says that's not true. So shlila shen adam es chayev misa be edus hakrovim. You're not chayev misa by edus hakrovim. It means. There is no psak mitzvah on it. And a bezkin paskins chayev, the psak is not a psak. Lishlomem din al pishnayim edim, because the edus is posel, and a bezkin cannot, a psak of bezkin is only a psak al pi edim, and I don't have edim here. Okay. Okay, he says, Then he said, "Chen l'daiti." There he says it clearly. Then he says, "L'daiti, I think," in a little degree of hesitation. Anar lo sasadova shlilo suloma shehiptura ki hu mafarishen l'nara chen moves ki kasha yokam yisham rei v'tzocho novishke. Ben lonulam nozer mani yoloma sheyish gam bezeh. Yito HaKotzev. No, he says, what is it? He says, it's a ptur. Shekol anusim pturim umatzilim osim. Okay, they're potur. It's a ptur. Never says that there's no ma'isaveh. It's a ptur onish. Now, here we have two things. First of all, we have Adam b'shvuah, pral onus. A, is this the same onus as Kol HaTorah Kula? B, would we say that is ma'is havera? There's no ma'is havera. So whether there's a ma'is havera or not, Tosa says, "Lav l'miftrei mikorban gredor." Even though her Adam Bishua is in the parsha, she was beaten by carbon. Tarach lichtov al pinkosa. What does that mean? Because the Gemara talks about two amaroyim, a kind of a ravasi, part of a carbon, now going to bring a carbon. No. Every one of us who chas v'sholem was mechal Shabbos v'shogeg, someday you'll. You want to base a mikdash, Meir b'Yomenu, have to bring every time by accident you turn on a light in Shabbos, etc., etc. But that's not true. Alafilu onesh nami lech. There's no onesh. Hamuchah b'perek arba nedarim. Do amah hosam k'shem shenigrei shkogos mutarim, kach shvur shkogos mutarus. Now, Tosus just made it a jump. That jump's important. One is there's no onish. Is there an avera? No avera. Very big nafkamina. Should a person wants to get rid of the shvua, need to head to nedarim. Hataras nedarim, hataras shvuas. Now he says it's muta. Kach shvua shkagos mutaros. It's muta. For shechidami shvua shkagos. Rav Kainer Rav Atzit, Kol Chad V'Chad Adai Ter Shapim Mishtapim. Now here, what are we talking about? So Tosfos says that whatever, however we're going to define what the Ptur of our Odom B'Shvua is, there is no Avera B'Chlal. No Avera B'Chlal. And Memela, there's no Onesh. Because he says Ptur from any Onesh, then he went Mutaros. Next step. Now, wait one second. This is a very interesting shvua. Let's see what Tosfos is saying. Be very careful. Mormon is different. Wait one second. What is she saying? We're talking about Shuas HaPikadon. Now, Shuas HaPikadon is a whole different world. First of all, the Onesh is a different. The Onesh is an Onesh for Osham, Karen V'Chomesh. And there are a bunch of averis that a person is. Let's take how the Rambam says. Lo sechachashu v'lo sechaku ish bamiso. Is this a unique sheet of the Rambam? The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Shua sepikod in Ketzad, kol mokom, he takes it, nishbal sheker al momot shekov har is over belav acher. Alav zeh nemelo sechaku ish bamiso zun adzor le nishbal kfiras momot. Tosfos agree. Where's the Rambam coming from? You take a look in the Kesef Mishnah, he brings us a free. Onesh Shemanu Azhar Minayin. No. Why? Why can't it be Losi Shavu B'Shmila Shekel? Very simple. Because what is the Aveira here? First of all, it's a different Onesh. If you remember in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Ram says, what's the Onesh for? Lo si shavu b'shmila shoker, it's a korban chatas. And on shuul se'edu, and it's a korban olav yori. And in shuul se'edus, what is it? It's also lo si shavu b'shmila shoker. And it's also a korban olav yori. But here, what's the aveira? The aveira is gneva al yedei shvua. How do I know it's Gneva Yedei Shua? Maybe it's a different type of Shua Shekel. Very simple. The Gemara learns out, we'll see this when we learn Shua Sapikadon, that Shua Sapikadon is not on Karka. The Gemara learns the same Limud, there's no Gzeil on Karka. Wait a second, there's no Gzeil on Karka, there's no Shua. So no Shua Sapikadon. If it's just that in a Shua Shekel, from Shua Shekel you're not going to learn Gneva. But if the whole is Gneva Yedei Shua, so what is the Gemara telling us? Since there's no Gneva's Karka, there's no Shua Tapikotan on Karka. We'll have to see whether this Shua's Bitur. When I take a Shua Tapikotan that fails, do I end up with Shua's Bitur or not? That's a separate issue. But when I have something that is subject to Shua Tapikotan, Metalkalim or whatever, so the Aveira is Gzela al Yedei Shua, which is separate Yisrael Shakri Yishma Miso. Now, wait 1 second. Does her Odom B'Shua apply to that, or it doesn't apply to that? Tosfos has said that it's not only a Ptah Korban. If you take a look, in the Tosfos HaRosh here, he says, Ktsas Nira, that's only a Ptah Korban. But I can't say that because of the Gemara in the Dorim that says Muta. You take a look in Tosfos HaRosh in Gittin Daf Lamed He, has 2 days. One is, it's only a Ptah Korban. Other is like our Tosfos. Take a look in the Rajma in Gittin. Rajma says, there is a man, Amar, he doesn't say who it is, that says it's only a Ptah Korban. I disagree because of the Gemara in the Dorim. Okay, now, let's just try and understand what's happening here. I have Shua Sapikadon. What is this woman saying? The Chovah, she's talking about a Shua Sapikadon. I don't owe you any money. And she says, and if I do, then let an onesh happen. So pashtus hadvarim, it's a shua sepikod. Yehones hamamovos beyachom ibonehos shenensha. The guy be momon shiny. Now, is he, why is momon shiny? Shua sepikod is different. Or, in general, momon is different. Let's see what Tosfos says. The Meikara having a little Medak should have been very careful in the beginning. She took his diner and put it into this canister of Kemach. And she forgot about it. So he says, her Odom B'Shua doesn't apply. Odom B'Shua is a din in Onus. But if I have a separate chiv to be careful, I can't tie an onus. There's a tzad pshia. He says, "Karav lele meid that shesofu lovu lidei shua im tov deno." What is he saying? Is this a shua shasharim? Now, why was she ne'enash? What was the sheker that she said? So if you take a look in the Gemara there in Gittin, what was the sheker that she said? That she's potter? No, why is she not potter? She's chayev. Why is she chayev? She's a shomer. She is a shomer on this dinner. So, and she has to take, she owes the mafkid one of three things: the object, money, or a shvuah. And she's signing, I don't owe you anything. Now, there are three shomrim. There are three shvuos hashomrim. Shelo shalachti bo yad, she'ena b'shusi, shelo pashayti bo. But then she took a fourth shvuah. Lo nehenesi. I had no hanoa from it. Wait a second. That is not one of the shvuos hashomrim. And why was she ne'anash? Why does the Gemara say? Came in the mishtar shilo. She was ne'anash. Wait a second. There are three plus one shvuos happening here. Let's take a look. Give me Rambam Hilchos. The Rambam describes very clearly what the shvuos are. Shalosh shvuos mashbiyin also. Absolutely, Gemara says. Rama Perek Dalil Roshay Lepikot Naloch Alef Hamavkei Etzal Chavei Robachinam V'Nigna V'Ovad Harizan Nishba V'Nifta Shneema Avag. He says, "Im Lo Shalach Yado B'Lechus Reivu Megarim Lo B'Toch Shur Shelo Posha Ba'al Hashamak Adarach Hashamim B'Shalach B'Yad." Rama says the first thing he has to swear is Einu B'Shusim. Then there's a Gilgal Shvua. And the Gilgal Shvua is no pshia and no shlichus yad. Okay, fine. Then, but in every shomer swears all those three things. But she threw into this shvua an extra shvua, lo nehenesipa, no hanoa. Now, that has nothing to do. Why? When she says shelo shalachti b'yad, it's not here. It's not here. I wasn't a posher. Nothing. So, l'chora, is this in her shuas ha'pikadon, she threw in an extra fact. She's chayev. She swears she's not chayev, number one. And also I had no hanoah. Into her shvuos ha'pikadon, she threw in an extra fact. Shtang yishvuos hashem. So what is Tosa? This is, now, it could be Tosa says in moment in general. But Tosa is not talking about moment in general. Other Rishonim talk about moment in general. Tosa says something different. That, why is she a posheya? Because the moment she became a shomer, she knew there's a possibility of a shua down at the end. And since she knew there's a possibility of a shua down in the end, she had to be careful that she, in the end, would not take a shua sheker. So it's not onus, it's a pshia. That's how Tosfos described. Other Rishonim say no. Momen is different. Why should Momen be different? Momen could be different for a very simple reason. The pasuk ha'adam is in Shvuas Bitoy, is in Korban Olah V'Yored, not in Gzela Yedei Gzela Yedei. Separate is Gzela Yedei Shvuot. Gzeras Hakozot don't apply there. And we'll see. And if you take a look here Various Rishonim. You'll see. Some say Momin is always different. Why? Pashtus is because Odom B'Shua doesn't apply. Wait a second. Odom B'Shua is a very broad halacha. A very broad halacha. And we'll see, and when we get into it, we'll see whether in general Odom B'Shua doesn't apply to Shua Sepikot or not. The Rambam disagrees with this whole thing. The Rambam writes, there are four shuas. He says, Ma'u chayv al shuas sepikod, he says. Avim shogag v'shochach sheyesh lo etzlo momo. If he forgot that he owes him momo v'kofo v'nishba v'akach yod harze onul supotum ikum. And all shuas apikadon, Rambam says. And all shuas apikadon, we apply ha'odim b'shvua. Shuas ha'edus, ha'odim b'shvua. Shuas b'itri, ha'odim b'shvua. All of them. Like shuas ha'edus, he says. In halacha yud gimel. אבל אם לא יודע שהיא אסורה, או ששוכחו לו עדוס, ונשבע, אחר כך נודו להם שהם יודעים לו עדוס, שנשבע על השקע, ואילו אנוסים ופטורים אף מן הקורבן. But the Rambam throws in here another chiddush gadol. The Ramban is going to... There's a general halacha. We're in Shabbos. What about Omer Mutter? Omer Mutter is a shogeg. It's the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the seventh parak of Shabbos, says it very clearly. A person becomes a Baal Teshuva. He grew up in an assimilated home, never heard that there's such a thing as Shabbos in the world. Never heard of Shabbos. So he becomes a Baal Teshuva, wakes up one day, he brings one korban. If he's not a tinnik, let's say, shachach in Shabbos. Not a tinnik shenishba in such a way. He's not a tinnik shenishba, shachach in Shabbos. Brings a korban. What's one korban? For not knowing Shabbos. Omer Mutter always brings a korban. Here the Rambam says, Avam lo yoda shehi asurah. But if I don't know that it's also to swear Shavuos Ha'edus, tell me what it says. Rama Reilu Anusim Pturim Afman Akarba. So the Rama applies Ha'odim B'Shvua Onus. Two things. A, it's not a Ma'aseh Avera B'Chlal. Number two, it's not the general onus of Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's a wider definition of what onus is. Take a look at the Rambam and the Perek Gimel, Hilchos Shavuos. He says, Nidrei Onsen, Kol HaNishba Shavua, he says, Perek Gimel, Aloch Aleph. Kol anishba shvua me arba min shvus elu ba'ones harisapotam iklum. All four shvus, shvus bitur, shvus shav, shvus ha'edus, and shvus ha'pikad. The echad anishba mitchilos ba'ones, that means if the onus is in the maisa shvua, Moshe b'yarnu, shnishba v'nenas, or in the kiyum ha'shvua, it's the maisa shvua, the chalos ha'shvua, and the Ikiyum hashvua. V'ne'anaz lo hinichuhu l'kayim shvuot, so shehishbiu anos. And the Rambam goes on to something else. And here again, it's very different than Tosas. Let's say Shuasansim. What is Nidrayansim? What are Nidrayansim? The anus is mashbiyami. I don't want to take a shvua. He forces me to take a shvua, and take a shvua, it's X, Y, Z. Oh, shehishbiu anus lufikoch. It's nothing. Lufikoch nishboy lacharamim v'lahargim l'molsim. Boom. What we saw in Tosis and the other Rishonim, all the time, they get into Dvarim Shebalev, everything. Rambam wipes away the whole thing. A shvua is I willfully take a shvua. I willfully am over on a shvua. There's willful. There's a very big willfulness in it. I have to willfully take the shvua. I have to have a certain amount of knowledge that I'm willfully doing the maisa that I'm doing. I have to want to do it. If I'm okay. She has a choice, right? What's her choice?
Psychological pressure is necessary pressure.
That's a very good question. Very good question. But she's willfully taking the shul because she can say, I don't want to swear, and I'll take it again. She has a choice. Yes. What? V'ez the mochas omer, mochas homer me'elev, shalogach momen shalobashus melech. Okay, he says. V'tzorach hanish baba onus, yos kavanatsu beliba, v'ez hashua, the dova hapotro. He says. V'av pisha dvarm elish belevenim dvarm hovena yochol hodz besobin the onus, shesomach al dvarm shabeliba. So the shua that I took, I took bonus. Normally, Dvarm Shavuot Dvarm. But since I'm saying those words, bonus, that is not a shvua. Now, what does that mean? So I'm also for a certain amount of time. But Rambam includes this under Ha'odim B'Shvua. This is under Ha'odim B'Shvua. It comes out under the same because of Adam Bishur. And Adam Bishur applies to everything. Now, the question is, what did he do with the Gemara there in Gittin? This woman swore why she was high. Separate issue, we'll have to. But the Rambam is moving in a very different direction than all the other Rishonim. In a moment, there's no difference between Shua Sapikon, Shua Asbito, Shua Sa'edus, it's all one. Okay, now, continue in Tosis. Mutema. Why don't we need two psukim? Chad lifto korban, chad lifto me'onish. Good ashkan perik beis in the dara. Gabe nishber levatel esamitz, the meboy lon trey kroy. Chad lifto me korban, chad lifto me malkus. Now, Yesh loma, d'lo domi, klal. Hotsim shapim b'boil on trey kroy. Chadim lifta shogeg mi korban, chadim lifta mezim mi malkus. Because what are we talking about? Talking about, I don't know how Tosis passes, let's assume he passes like the Ramban, like Ravin. So, bal yachol dvaro, there's Din Shogek. And he says, so And Mezid is potter from Malkus. Does it mean it's a non-shvua? Doesn't tell us what he holds. Hocha kishapotah shogeg, but here, when it's potter shogeg ha'odim b'shvua, potru l'gamri mikorban u'me'onish. Platin him completely. Because what is the Torah saying here? It's not a shvua. That's not a Ptur Anshin, Tosa says. It's not a Shvua. And so therefore, with one Ptur, you pater everything. There, it's the pattern from this Onish to pattern from that Onish. Is it a Shvua? Tosa doesn't say. For instance, a very big difference. The difference is, do you need, if a person took such a shvua, maybe there's no onesh, but it's still a shvua, and he should need a het nedarim, a het shvuas. Who says that? And you have a very weird mechaber. Reish Lamites. Din shvua ki din neder l'chol dover. Bein linyan shetzor shiotzi besvotsov, bein linyan niskavin, Mechaber says something else. Ha'odim b'shvua is not just a din in shvuas, in korban olah v'yoreid. If we just said din shvua in korban olah v'yoreid, it wouldn't apply to a neder. It's a din in haflo b'chol. Bainlin din shvuas b'din neder l'chol dover. Bainlin shetzor shiotzi b'svosov. Okay. Niskavi loma paschitim loma pasorim. Something else. O pastam. Bain shahochim bo'al chloshim b'nei odom. Bainlin hakomu b'bitu. Bainlin t'noyim. It's a din t'nai. No. Reb Chaim said something very fundamental, which we're going to get into when we get to t'nai. What's the din of a t'nai? Din of a t'nai is Hari yam ukudeshesli amanasha title mosayim sus. Kaddish a woman, amanas, she'll give him 200 sus. So the halacha is you have to have k'tnai b'nei gobenu women. It has to be k'tnai kofel. I call him lamais. A whole bunch of conditions. And if you don't fulfill the conditions, what's halacha? K'tnai bottle maisakayim. Wait a second, the person said it's only Mekudeshes on that condition. So there's no Das Kedusha. The answer is, as Rishonim explained it very simply. If he's being Mekadesher with this, it means he wants the Mekadesher. Except he wants to use the Kedusha as a way of making another deal. She's going to give him 200 sus. But there is a Das Kedusha. People don't get married stam unless they want to get married. No gerishin, okay. So okay. So I want to connect two separate deals, the Kedushin with the Messiah Sus. Okay. So you have to mish that now. So then if tonight we learn out tonight b'nei gorah b'nei ufrei. So many Rishonim said it doesn't apply to dinim mominus, because there tonight is a dinim das. Mishkarov in Kedushin Moran Riz HaLevi, when the Gemara in Noza, which we talked about a long time ago, it says, Hareini Noza Amanasha Tamila Mason. Hareini Noza Amanasha Shosiyayin. Okay, so we discussed this in the past. Masa Masha Kosabato. The Nedarim and Aziris also shows Tanai lo mishum hilchos noy. It has nothing to do with all the dinay tonight. Tim lo niskayim kafim mashahisne lo havi bachlal ha odom bishvuah. What is Reb Chaim saying? Reb Chaim saying there's a very big difference between the das of Kedushin, the das of Mekach u'Memkar. They have certain dinei das. And in those dinei das, there's a halach of Tnai B'nei Go B'nei Ruvei. In Neder, and Shua, and in Zerus, it's a separate halach of Odom B'Shua. It's its own din das, it's separate din das. And Odom B'Shua defines what is the necessary das for Hafla. Hafla has its own dinei das. I'll give you an example. At what age does a person become a bar das? 13 years and one day. Came bar mitzvah, all of a sudden, separate amount of intelligence flew into your head, you have das. Okay. At what you need das for nedarim and shvuos? At what age? Mufla samach liish. It's a separate in das, it's separate gedarim. For a female, it's 11 years and one day. For it's a male, it's 12 years and one day. Separate das. So all dinei das, tonight is dinei das. Reb Chaim said, "Oh, it's a dinei das." The gabi neder and shvuos. Wait 1 second, says Reb Chaim. That all of those dinim come out of Odom B'Shvua. We get as one of the following sugyas we have tonight, it'll be a very critical idea. Reb Chaim is telling you that's a whole, this, the din das here has nothing to do with the din das and other things. It's separate, and din onus is a whole different thing. Bein li nitznoyim, the yeshomim. There's a yeshon, k'shem shenidri zeiris of havai v'onsim shkogos mutarim, hu hadin le'inyan shvuah. Who is this yeshomrim? So the gross says, okay. 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 Rushini, okay. For Yeshom Rim, Umidivre Harambam Nira. From the Rambam, it would seem, Teshua Zerizin Asuros, Shur Zerizin Tosa, Gambashar Shvuos, Nira, Shemedvar, Shav Bishapotam Ekorban, Isura Mio Iko. Very difficult. He says, from the Rambam, it would seem that Nidre Onsen, onus is only to a korban, but there's an Isser. So the Shach jumps up and says, wait 1 second. He says, according to the Mechaber, Mashmer, the Gam B'Shvuos Onsen, Isur Ika, but Tzorach HaTorah. What's the difference if there's no onus? Do you have to be Matar Neder? Do you have to still keep it? And the Rambam says, and what does the Rambam say? That Nidre Onsen are because of Odom B'Shua. If Odom B'Shua is just a Ptor Korban, I mean, it's also to do it, and you become also. Mashmi Yosef, but there's a fan of Yeshdaiti, lo near me, different Rambam came. Adrab. It doesn't seem that way. He says, Harizam Mutter. Mutter Mutter. The Gra says, and the Gra agrees. Okay, now, the Pashas of the Rambam, Pashas of all Rishonim, it does not require Heter. It is a Heter Gomer. The only Rishon I could find who says it's a Ptur Korban is Tosfos Rosh and Gittin, which Tosfos Rosh here begins with the Tzad and says it's impossible. But what Tosfos is telling me here is that Lohara Lahaytiv is a Ptur Korban. Mechel Chatzis Shemayim is talking about Meis. But it does not necessarily mean that the Shvuah is not a Shvuah. But ha'adim b'shvuah says what? The whole shvuah is not a shvuah, it's mutar complete. So says Tosas. Yes. Let's take a look in the Rimigash. We shall see. Okay, I didn't see the Rimigash today. So a different Rimigash, but okay. Where is my COVID here? It was on my table before. Okay. Maybe. I didn't pay attention to it. Okay, now, that's just the introduction to the sugya. So what onus means? Onus that means we're now defining what it means das, that goes into a shvua, a neder, and a zeros, and it all comes under the gzeres of kozvon and b'shvua. And what Tosas is saying, why I'm very hesitant to say that Tosas is saying Shuas HaPikon is different, that Tosas is Cholek on the Rambam, is very, very simple. Because what was her sheker? Her sheker had nothing to do with the Shuas HaPikon she took. She threw in an extra Shua. I was not Nana, and she was Nana. That's a Shuas Bitur. I'm very hesitant to take that step. And that's the saying, the Shua Sepikon, she threw an extra fact, and it all had one din of Shua Sepikon. Very hesitant to take that step. Okay, let's continue with the Gemara. Okay. Heichi Domei K'Rav Kana Rav Asi. Why? They took a Shua, each one meant the truth. If you take a look in Rashi, Daf Lamed Omer Aleph, at the end of the Mishnah, Chayovin Al Shkiga Gos Hashuas Ha'edus, Em Shogim Hein Lagamri, Kasurim She'en Yodim Lo Edus, Vachach Nizkru. When they said, we don't know, they didn't know. And then they remembered. Am Rusim Hein. And therefore, Lo Karina Bahu Nishbo'im La Sheker. It is not sheker. Sheker means I'm lying willfully. But if I believe what I'm saying is true, not sheker. If you take a look in a Tosefta, it's a Tosefta. Tosefta says, Perek Beis Tosefta Dalet, he said, "V'nelamimem b'tshoshinish ba'potoshinema v'nishba al sheker." So now we're defining what is sheker. Sheker means a willful lie. If I believe I'm saying the truth and I say it, that's not sheker. Rashi says it. No. So if Kana Rav Asi. Now the question is this, what's the Gzeres HaKosev here? Is the Gzeres HaKosev Ha'odim B'Shvua? Or the Gzeres HaKosev is Rosh Hashanah B'Shmila Sheker? And it's not Sheker. What Gzeres HaKosev am I using here? The Gemara seems to say, Odom Prat L'Shvua. Odom B'Shvua, Prat L'Onus, Hechidomi. Which Gzeres HaKosev are using? Okay. Then the Gemara goes on. Venel mimen shenisali mimenu shvu yochnasali mimenu chayfet avaloma b'shvu venel mimenu el helam shvu hu venu chayav al helam chayfets. Now that can be done. That can be now. Here we're not talking about a shvu's bitoy when I said it at sheka. We're talking about a different type of sheka or bal yachol whichever. We're talking about when I shua shelo ochal kikah zeh and he ate the kikah. So according to the Rambam, it's sheker b'maisiv. And the Rambam says, why are you potter on helam chayfetz? Take a look at the Rambam. He says, because ha'odah b'shua. It's not exactly because of a nelam imen shua. That says helam chayfetz is an onus. Helam chayfetz is an onus. And we're going to see that makes a very big difference as we're going to continue the sukkah later on. But the Gemara just said, the pashtus of the Gemara is, shenisalim menu chayfetz, talmud lama bishvu, venelam imenu. It's saying which halama is the machayev of shua. A carbon is the machayev of carbon. A carbon comes from a halama. So, for instance, Shochach Hiki Shabbos, no such thing as Shabbos. So there's one halama, there's no Shabbos in this world. One halama, no Shabbos, it's all one carbon, because it's all one halama. So you chay for the halama. You saw in the Ramban, that's possible to have two carbon for one aveir and two halamas. Because the machayv is the haloma. Okay, but take a look when the Rambam talks about halomas. Al helam shulchay, perek dalid, perek gimel haloch chestes. The case in that shkogish chayav mokorben labo, kon shenish beshelo yochol paschitim, the shogag v'dima shenish beshe yochol paschitim, he got confused what it was. She said, nelma mimen ashvu, hei chois, aru zoch hachefet shenish b'olof. So, avol nish beshelo yochol paschitim, v'ochol paschitim al dashi paso obrim, hareze anosu potor. What is he saying? I know I took a shvua about paschit, but I think that this is pasorim. I think, and it turns out to be paschit. Sharele lo mem imen shvua lo nelem imen elachefet shnish b'olam. So this gzeres. So what is the Rambam telling me? There's gzeres hakosuv of ha'odem b'shvua. Now this is not the regular onus in kol haTorah kula. If I have a piece of fat of meat, and I think it's shuman, and it's turned out to be chaylev, I'm chayev achatas. But here, if I think it's pasorim, it turns out to be paschitim, I'm potter, it's an onus. Why? Because there's a kosev of helim shuv, lo helim chayev, defines what is the das necessary for a shogeg. So das here is, it's a whole different definition of das. As Reb Chaim says, tonight everything goes into what is the das that's necessary, what is the halama that's necessary. Now, let's continue. Helam shvur hu chay, v'ne chay v'helam chayfetz. Okay, moch gola b'marov. Bishna mishua mashkachas to below chayfetz. Go do amah shua shua ocha patschitim, kotsova shua ocha kong. The shua says, he forgot the shua, chavtza doke. Chayfetz below shua hechi domi. Go do amah shua shua ocha patschitim, kotsova shua sorum kama. Shua shua say doke vay. I don't know that I'm being over on a shvua. Is it because I'm confused about the shvua, confused the chayfah, but right now, I don't know that it's not very sure. Right now, I don't know this, and I'm very sure. Elo Amar Rabbi Losa, Dova Do Achasi. So Rabbi Losa says, it's all one. There's only. So then he has a problem. What does he do with his brice? Masik one of Yosef Almal gave it below Shulam Mashkachasla. Mashkachasla gone to Amashur Shulam Ochal Patschitim. Oshik Yodel Sal, Lito Pasa Orem. He also be Yodel Shulchitim. Kosova Saorem. He, the Ochal, the Shuasi Dokale, have to do Yodele. Whereby a Klumachaivas they call him an Alamai, the toughest be Yodel, they have them sure. Right? It's all they have them sure. Yosef Amulcho came to Chiyodalei Chitim, who parish me, Helam Chayfetz. I look at what is the Ha'olomba that was Gorim the Chet. Tells Rav Yosef. Is the Ha'olomba of the Chayfetz or the Ha'olomba of the Shvua? There's some Ha'olomba going on here. Would I know a fact? What fact would I know? It's a fact about the shua, not a fact about the object. Okay, fine. Now, we'll stop here. So, we'll just continue reading the Gemara, then reading the Rishonim, and trying to. But, at the end, we have to come out with a very clear understanding of defining exactly what this Gzeiras HaKosev is, how many Gzeiras HaKosevs are operative here, Gzeiras HaKosev of Sheker, Gzeiras HaKosev of Ha'odom, it's all one, Helem Chayfetz is a separate Gzeiras HaKosev, or goes back to Ha'odom B'Shvuah, Mirtz Hashem B'li Neder.